Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today and all week, we're talking about fallacies. But first, a question. How often do you raise capital for your real estate projects? If you had greater access to funds, would you be able to scale your investment business faster? Most investors report that money is the main factor limiting the growth of their business. And that's why I wrote the book, Magnetic Capital. Magnetic Capital will teach you the fundamentals that money managers the world over have been using for decades to raise money. You can buy a copy from Amazon.com, or if you order directly from my website at victorjm.com, I'll send you an autographed copy. If on the other hand you want it a little quicker, then just order it from Amazon. Okay, we are back. Today we're talking about fallacies. And what is a fallacy? Fallacy is anything that you believe to be true that actually isn't strictly true. It's a mistaken belief. Today's episode is the money is hard to find fallacy. If you say, I can't find money, it's a very disempowering statement. If, on the other hand, you ask, how could I find the right money, it opens up the conversation to other possibilities. My friend Russell Gray calls this problem looking for tuna in a freshwater pond. It's a little like looking for a spouse or life partner. Some people have a very hard time finding their life partner. You may know someone like that. They don't know why they're having a hard time, but from a distance, it may actually be obvious. They may be dating the wrong type of person, or looking in all the wrong places, or perhaps even sabotaging the relationship early on in the relationship. Now, there are five principles to raising capital, and this is what I wrote about in the core of the book, Magnetic Capital. We've talked about them many times here on the podcast. Maybe you're violating one of the principles. Raising money is actually not that different from dating. And just like there's lots of single people out there, there's lots of money on the sidelines waiting to be put to work. And that doesn't mean that just anyone is the perfect date, nor does it mean that anyone is the perfect money partner. Now, I'm happily married, but if I was in the market for a spouse, I'd probably disqualify someone if they were a smoker or if they had a lot of tattoos, and nothing wrong with either of those, it's just not a fit for me. Finding the right source of money for your projects is an exercise in relationship building and finding that right perfect fit, just like in dating. It involves assessing the goals for your potential investors. And virtually everyone with money is looking to have their money work for them, but their idea of the ideal way to invest is not going to be the same. It's going to vary from one person to the next. Unlike dating, there is no eHarmony website. There's no dating site for investors' money. This requires a deliberate and intentional process for finding the right match. And we're talking about multiple right matches. Just like it's possible to be creepy in the world of dating, you don't want to be creepy when you're looking for your funding partners. Just like it's possible to be creepy in the world of dating, you can also be creepy when you're looking for the right funding partners. You need to follow the natural progression of human relationship building. If you skip steps, you're going to appear desperate and you'll be seen as creepy in a heartbeat. So don't go to creepy. So where do you meet the right money sources? If your projects are large, then you may want to attend some family office conferences. If your projects are smaller, then perhaps charity events, where you can build relationships with local donors who share a common interest with you. Commercial mortgage brokers are often a great source of introductions to funding partners. And investment conferences are another great place to meet. There are no shortage of places to meet potential sources of money. But remember, you need to focus on relationship. People don't want to be used. And don't try and build a new relationship if you need the money by Friday. This is a process that can't be rushed. Once you've developed a relationship and you've returned capital, you'll find that investors will be both willing and interested in repeat investments. The key is not to appear desperate. You want to communicate that you have a real opportunity and that you're being generous by sharing it with them. If you have a truly compelling opportunity, it would actually be disloyal not to share it with them. So in the meantime, if you're having trouble finding money, maybe you're looking in all the wrong places. Have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.